Reishu, Chelek Beis, Reish Tes Vav, the second Vav. Rav Simcha Zisl Kosav Ki HaSavlanus Yishoresh Kol HaMidos VeMa'alos. We saw this on the previous page. He quoted Rav Simcha Zisl Mikelm, that Savlanus is the root of all Midos and all achievements. Umekor Devarav Ubetomu Devorah Shel HaRamak. His source is in the Talmud Devarav, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero. Shekosav Bazeh Dvarim Nisgavim. He wrote exalted words about this. Beviur Shloshes HaMidos Shel Rachamim. In explaining the 13 midos for Rachamim, Shegila Micha Hanavi, the Sefer that are pronounced by Micha, the prophet, Sharishona Bayenhi, the first midah is Mi Eil Kamoicha. So the Ramak writes, Moire Aliyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Ne'elav. Kadosh Baruch Hu receives sometimes, he takes and receives these, he bears incorrect. Inappropriate things towards him. Sevel el boin mashaloi chileu harayoin. He accepts contempt. El boin is mamash when people show contempt towards him beyond our ability to contemplate. Harei ein davar nistar meashgachaso bli safek. Nothing is hidden from his ashgacha. Ve'oid ein rega shelo yehadam nizoin umiskei mikoch elyoin. There's not a moment in which every individual is not sustained from the divine outflow HaMashpi'alav that pours upon him. V'aritimtza, what follows is Shem'o'ilam lo yichata adam negdoi. It has never happened that as a person errs, as a person sins against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelo yehu be'ois rega mamash shafi'a shefa ki mo'is ne'asevarav. In that very moment of the chait, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues bestowing upon him his existence and his ability to function. V'im ha'yois adam choyte b'choyecha hu, even though that person is using the very energy, we would say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bestowing upon him at that very moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not stop it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to bear this contempt towards him, to continue to allow the person to function regularly. And that person is using that energy at that moment to commit a chait. והקדוש ברוך הוא סיבל. Nonetheless, הקדוש ברוך הוא bears it. ולא יתאמה שיכול למנוע ממנו הטוי והוא חס וחלילה. Don't say that הקדוש ברוך could not withhold that goodness from the individual. שהרי בכוחי ברגע כמימרה שתיבש ידיו ורגליו, כן שעשה לירובעם, הקדוש ברוך הוא in that moment can cause him paralysis like the Tanakh describes about the king Yerovam, that he, when he was offering an offering to Avodah Zarah, his hands froze, they were paralyzed. ועל זה קוראים מלאכי אשר עשה לקדוש ברוך הוא מלך עלוב. That's why the מלאכים refer to הקדוש ברוך הוא מלך עלוב, that he bears all of this treatment of him, contempt. והיינו אמרוי מאל כמוך. This is what מיכה meant when he said, who is a God like you? אתה אל בעל חסד המיטיב. You are the one who bestows אל בעל כוח לנקום. You have the ability to take revenge ולסופס שלך, to take what's yours. ואם כל זה אתה סיבל ונעלב עד ישוב בתשובה. Nonetheless, you bear it. You put up with it until the person does תשובה. הרי זו מידה שצריך אדם להסנהג בה. This is a מידה that a person has to undertake, to emulate השם. רצוני הסבלנוס, what I'm talking about is סבלנוס. וכן יוסן נעלב אפילו למדגה זו. Even readiness to be treated with contempt, even to this level, without withholding his goodness from the other person. That's the Tomer Dvorah in the first chapter. This is the very first one in the 13 midos that Micha lists. This is the midah with which Hashem bears his world. Without it, we would not be able to endure for a day. This is a midah in which we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uvagam ha'adam neiseh selamoy. That's the midah with which we bear our own world. Gam ha'adam mashpiyatoi v'chesed, he'aras panim v'shalom ha'sviv ha'sviv. The individual, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also bestows goodness and chesed, he'aras panim, on his environment. Ve'im chas v'chele la'inu melech aluv, if the individual does not take upon himself this part to be a melech aluv, u'miyad im mishu b'sviv ha'sviv pegeh bo. And immediately, if somebody is in an environment, hurts him, or yaver avira, or does something incorrect, who mastir panam bimen. If the individual then, his mastir panim, if he turns his face away, ואינו נעשה עוד טוב וחסד ושלום, and refuses to bestow further goodness and chesed and peace, גם הוא מחריב את עולמוי. He too destroys his individual world. ואתה אישי תלמיד חכם, this is a phrase from Gemara Yoima at the beginning of it, he's addressing the reader, ואתה אישי תלמיד חכם, להסבונן היטב. Look carefully, examine carefully, איך שאתה ממש נעשה את עולמך. How you bear your world, your individual, your household, your whatever it is, employees, customers, friends, חברוסס, you bear this, ומשפיע חיים וחסד, טובה ושלום על כל סביב עשך. And hopefully, all the time, bestowing goodness and chesed and peace and harmony on your environment. ומזה תדע, and you should come to know from this, כי רק ביישך סבלן, only when you are a סבלן, אתה יכול לסייס עולמך תמיד. You are able to bear this world constantly, מבלי לגרום לחורבן חס וחלילה, without causing your individual world destruction, חורבן ממש בלי מליצס. Literally destruction, without any exaggeration, without, this is not being a figure of speech. מדברי התומר דברו אנו לומדים דבר חדש. From the words of the Ramak, we learn something new. עד כוי אמרנו כי הסבלן מופגע מכעס. So far, what we've said is that the סבלן, a person who's a סבלן, he is removed from anger. He is not connected to anger. אך לא ידעי בזה. That's not enough. What we learned from the Talmud Torah is, הסבלן ממשיך להיטיב אחר הפגיעה והחיית ממש כמקודם. The סבלן, a person who reaches this level, continues not just to avoid anger, but also to bestow, to benefit, after somebody has hurt him, ממש כמקודם, ואינוי מסיר כלל אס חסדוי מהפוגע בו והחייתו. He does not remove his chesed. לזה צריך להיות למדן. To achieve this level of סבלנות, one has to be a למדן. One has to employ one's mind over here. היודע לחלק בין עניינים דקים. למדן can distinguish and differentiate between matters that are only subtly different. הלמדן מבין שצריך להמשיך בהטבה וחסד בלי שום שינוי. The למדן understands that one has to continue. The best way to see this is to consider a child who's done something wrong. So the למדן understands, you have to continue benefit. You can't shut the child out of your life. You can't ostracize a child now because he's done something wrong. One has to continue with the chesed. גם אם הוא חייב להגיב על הפגיעה וחד, even though you're obligated to respond, like we said before, one's not saying that סבלנות is indifference. Not at all. One has to respond to what the person did. התקווה השגולה השקולה בו יתבוי. The measured response will come. אך לא על ידי פריקס או להשפעה של טובה וחסד. But not by throwing off the yoke of bestowal of goodness and chesed, שהזולס ניזון ממנה ברוחניות ובגשמיות. That the other person is nourished in ruchanius or gashmius. So there has to be a response, a correct and measured response, but not by casting off one's commitment to that person. הרי לנו בזה סעיף חדש להסלמדו. So we have now a new branch, a new point in our practice. מעתה ננסה שוב לקבוע רבע שעה או קצת ישראל לסבלנות. So from now on, the exercise will be to set aside once again a quarter of an hour or a little more for סבלנות. ולסייס לב, but this time paying particular attention, להיזהר מאוד, to be exceptionally careful, ששום פגיעה לא יתמנע מאיתנו להמשיך להראות שיער הספנים, that no impingement upon us, no incorrect act against us, should prevent us to continue bestowing שיער הספנים ולהיות מטיבים כמתחילה, like we were at the beginning. גם בזה נסלמד זמן מספיק. Here too, we need to spend sufficient time כדי להסרגל ולקבל טעם בהנהגה הזאת. To get accustomed to this הנהגה and to get a taste for it, to feel it and to enjoy it. עד כאן.